our coach, after two rough days, team really came out and had a seemed like a good round today. Talk about how they kind of rallied in this final day of the WAC championships.
Well, as I said yesterday, these guys are fighters. They're bulldogs for a reason. They're never going to give up, no matter where they were. Obviously, dead last in the tournament, and then came out today and played a more realistic of my expectations of the way they normally play.
Moving from 8th to 5th and really even had a chance at 4th for a little while, how impressed are you guys just to remain focused and poised on the course to be able to do that?
Well, and that's more of what I expected, is somewhere in that range of scoring for these guys. The first 2 days were very uncharacteristic of what they normally do. So for me, that was more of what I'm used to seeing. First 2 days were just still unbelievable, really.
Talk a little about how you thought Sam Forgan did today.
Sam played great. Blankenship played well. Vale played well, but Sam had a good round going and had a little mishap on 16 coming in, but all in all, he played good and had a great tournament.
Now that the conference championships are over, you kind of sit and bite your nails for the next few days.
Yeah. That's very true. Hopefully I can get a little sleep between now and then, but we'll be up for a bid, I guess, and we're right on the bubble. We're officially a bubble team, so I know that showing at conference probably isn't going to help our votes, but maybe they'll look at a year's worth of accomplishments, and we still have a chance to get in, and we'll see how that all pans out.
Your team actually got a little bit of a bump today in the rankings.
I don't know if it, the rankings will come out. Oh, yeah, the rankings this morning. We did, not having played last week, we did move up to 68. So that helps because every number is going to help. But I think toward the end, from what I've heard, it's going to come down to a bid process.